Welcome to Strength for This Day, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. And now with a word from the Word, here's Pastor John Couch.
The object of my fear will dictate the type of fear I have. If the object of my fear is God, and it's in the proper context of what's being said here, a holy awe, but I'm reverence, it's Him, it's His glory, it's His praise. When that's the object of my fear, when that's the object of my affection, here's what happens. God desires a fear, a holy on reverence that is anchored in unwavering trust, regardless of your circumstances, where Satan desires a fear, being scared of, being frightened, that is anchored in unwavering worry because of your circumstances. Are we getting this? That your circumstances do not dictate how great God is. That your circumstances do not dictate a holy on reverence that you must have for God. Your circumstances are immaterial because God deserves your praise, your trust, and all the glory that you give to Him regardless of your circumstances. Amen. It's not easy. That's why we need the Holy Spirit living within us, amen? I can't do this, but God can, amen? He can do it in your life today. See, God will always ask you to give Him what's most important to you. Because what's most important to you is standing in the way of you truly fearing God. He wants to remove everything that's important to you so that He is number one in your life. That's the whole part that's so hard about this earthly life, that God's on this journey to chisel, to prune, and to refine, and to remove everything that's an idol in our lives. Everything. See, suffering's part of this journey. In this world, you will have tribulation, Jesus said. Aren't you so glad He didn't go, I think we're done there on that verse. In this world, you will have trouble. Good luck. Hope this thing works out. No, in this world you will have trouble, comma, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I, Jesus, have overcome the world.
To learn more about Strength for This Day and Pastor John Couch, visit John online at thisdayministries.org. thisdayministries.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Be encouraged, be challenged, and embrace God's strength for this day.